This week's Torah reading is called Ki Savoy, when you enter. And actually the first commandment, the first mitzvah that is spoken about in this section is called in Hebrew Bikurim. Bikurim means the first fruits of the crop. People used to plow, used to sow, used to take care of the fruits, etc., etc., etc. And then there's a specific mitzvah that the first fruits that you got, you actually put them into a basket and you take them to Jerusalem, to the Holy Temple that today we don't have it, let it be rebuilt speedily in our days. But in those days that was built, they used to take those fruits and take them to the temple and bring them to the Kohen, to a priest. And then you used to say a few words that are actually mentioned in this week's section, thanking God for the land of Israel, thanking God for the fruits you got, etc. And the priest used to take the fruits and also shake them and make a certain ceremony, etc. And then they used to eat those fruits later, not in the moment. This is the mitzvah, this is the commandment of Bikurim. Now, as mentioned many times, every single thing in the Torah is not just a law, like do this, do that, given the conditions, etc., etc. Rather, there's a teaching behind it. And in this particular case, there are two basic teachings that are not just another teaching. It's actually fundamentals of the Hasidic view of the world. Teaching number one, when a person plows, a person sows, a person puts water and takes care, etc., etc., it takes a lot of time, it's a lot of effort, and a person might think, after all the effort that I actually invested in working the field, the best and the first and the best should be for me. You know, I made this whole effort and I actually deserve this. So the first teaching is you should know that it's not because of your strength and it's not because of your capacities and it's not because of anything else but Hashem, but God, that you have whatever you have. More or less, that's a different issue. Whatever you have, you actually owe it to God. But that's why, after all the effort and the time invested in those fruits, in the first fruits of the crop, that the first and the best, you take it to God. You give it to God. Recognizing that actually your whole life you owe it to God. Everything that you have, for the good and for the better, so to speak, anything you have, you owe it to God. And anything you have is actually a teaching for you to connect to God. But that's why the first and the best you take to God. The most simple and innermost faith that a person can have and express is to recognize that anything that you owe belongs actually to God. So again, by bringing that first and best to God, you actually express this idea in a clear way so you can really say the words, thank you, God, for this land. Thank you, God, for these fruits. And of course, this applies to your whole life. Thank you, God, for whatever I have. That's teaching number one. But then teaching number two. A person might think that those fruits that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple, were burnt in the altar. But the truth is that now, they were not burnt. They were actually eaten by the Kohen, by the priest. And the teaching is, a person has to know that if God created something in the world, is for it to be used in the service of God, not to be taken away from your life. Like, I'm going to separate myself from all the things in life, and I'm just going to live in a mountain like those priests or whatever, in Nepal, whatever they are, and I'm just going to shut my mouth up, and I'm going to think the whole day about God and not get involved in the world. Comes this particular mitzvah and teaches us that even fruits that represents pleasure, because you can eat bread and drink water and you're going to live. Why do you need a fruit? A fruit represents not just food that you actually need. The fruit represents pleasure. Even the pleasure of life has to be given to God, has to be eaten, so to speak, by the priest. Each one of us has to become, quote unquote, a priest, in order to serve God, even with your pleasure. In other words, simple words, in other words, a person does not have to destroy his capacity of feeling pleasure, of living in a pleasure way. A person has to actually focus the pleasure towards God, towards the service of God. And this can be applied in many different ways. Each person in his particular life has to think, what do I actually invest my pleasure on, my capacity of pleasure on food? Okay, so it should be for Jews, kosher food. For non-Jews, you should not eat those things you cannot eat, etc., etc. Whatever the case is, ask your rabbi. But the point is that you don't have to destroy your capacity of pleasure. You have to use it for the service of God. The Koyanim, the priests that actually ate those fruits, they ate them as a way of serving God in the temple itself. Inside the temple, they used to eat those fruits. So the point is over here that service of God has to actually encompass and take every single aspect of your life. Even that capacity of pleasure, even physical pleasure, also has to be a way of serving God. So we see from a specific mitzvah, commandment, bikurim, the first fruits of the crop, etc., we can learn many things, not just to know how things used to be in the history when the temple was built, etc., rather to apply them in your daily life.